The Historian by Elizabeth Kostova.
Good evening. I congratulate you.
At this, my father seemed to come to life again. I don't know how he found the strength to speak.
Where is she?
He cried. His voice trembled with fear and fury.
You are a remarkable scholar.
I don't know why, but at that moment, my body seemed to move toward him slightly of its own volition. My father put his hand up at almost the same second and gripped my arm very hard, so that the lantern swayed, and terrible shadows and lights danced around us. In that second of illumination, I saw something of Dracula's face, just a curve of drooping dark mustache, a cheekbone that could have been actual bone.
You have been the most determined of them all. Come with me, and I will give you knowledge for 10,000 lifetimes.
No! I cried.
Come with me, or let your daughter come. I have waited a long time for a scholar of your gifts. Come with me, of your own volition.
Dracula's shoulder twitched. He shifted his terrible weight from one leg to another. The presence of his body was like the actual presence of death. And yet he was alive, and moving.